Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You know, as it pertains to the Giants, there was, I think it was Schefter. You just start to see it everywhere now. Oh, the Giants need to make a conscious effort to not run Jackson Dart anymore. Obviously, why are people making such a big deal of this? First of all, Jackson Dart's skill set, a big part of it is to run the football. And if you're trying to win football games, anybody see what Josh Allen did yesterday in Buffalo? The Bills have stunk this year in accordance with their expectations. Yesterday in a game where they were behind, back and forth game, what they did was rely on the run with Josh Allen quite a bit. Hey, when you need it, it's got to be there. Now, you can't do it all the time. Obviously, BT, it's not sustainable. We know that. Jackson Dart also a young player. He's not concussed because he's running too much. He had a hard hit. I understand it. And I would call fewer
designed
read
runs.
Options. Read options or design runs. Sure. We all understand that, but why is everybody making such a big deal of this?
I think there's a big overreaction here. He's a football player. We're not playing flag football. We're playing tackle. I mean, this is a big boy league, and these are the issues that develop when you get hit. All right, so a couple things here. I do think you can, dial back some of the design stuff for sure. Because when you have a designed run, you are just running into 3, 4, 5 bodies. You got safeties coming down on the box, linebackers flowing from, guys who run 4-5 or even better, who are like 240, 250, and they love lowering pads. You're going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt. Now, when there's a breakdown and half the field is open, hey, just tuck it and run. And that's where you could get, 10, 12, 15, 18, 20 yards and generally either get out of bounds or protect yourself in anticipation of a hit, slide. It's just much more, I think you are more in charge when you do that rather than the designed run. So that's number one. Number two, the other thing too is you mentioned Josh Allen, right? Josh Allen many times yesterday just put his pads down by the goal line, just got in. Josh Allen, 6'5", 240. Jackson Dart, even though he's got an element of that Josh Allen style, Jackson Dart is 6'2", 220. Now, what does that mean aside from the literal difference of 3 inches and roughly 30 to 35 pounds? Well, what it means is if you're one of the aforementioned safeties or linebackers, you are proactively seeking, I'm going to destroy this kid because I got 30 pounds on him. Whereas when Josh is coming at you, not that you're afraid of Josh Allen, but you get more of a glancing blow because he's the one who's seeking contact and he's got more meat behind it, which means he'll probably be healthier.
Right, but my point is that, especially early on in his career with Josh Allen, he was just like Dart, where he was reckless and maybe being relied on a little bit too much to run. That's natural with a young rookie quarterback. So the first step is, hey, okay, this is working, the read option, the RPO, whatever it may be. It's working. The Giants were having success with that. So you do it because you want to have success offensively, also while teaching him to protect himself and get down, which they were, which I think he was starting to do. I think there was progression with Jackson Dart as far as running the football goes. He got hurt on a play that when he went to the ground, his head smashed the ground. Yeah. That to me was not a spot where he could have protected himself and was reckless. By the way, it's football. You could get hurt regardless. So I understand trying to mitigate the risk, and I understand want to make him more, you know, throw the football more and rely on scrambling, which to me is the greatest asset a quarterback can possess, the ability to scramble third down and nine, third and long, whatever it may be. You're scrambling to get the first down. That's where it's most valuable. So I would dial it back too, but is this not common sense? This is not Brian Daboll wasn't reckless. This is not Jackson Dart and all this stuff. I would hope that anybody understands what needs to be done here, but it's a rookie who's played how many games here as a starter? We're still learning. It's gotten so blown out of proportion.
Well, it's made worse because there's an avenue to tie in, whether it's right or wrong, the desperation that Daboll had to save his job and the amount of times, you know, Dart was put in harm's way.
But let me ask you, was it about Daboll trying to save his job or was it about the Giants trying to win football games?
Yeah. No,
What's the best chance, if you watched the Giants play for the last 15 years, tell me what you think their best chance to win football games is this year. Clearly, it is with Jackson Dart using the offense the way that he was. Brian Daboll knows that. They also didn't have their top receiver in Neighbors. They lost their top running back in Scadaboo. They're not going to try to win games, then just sit him. If everybody's worried about him being in bubble wrap and protecting him, it's a part of his game. So we've had this argument before. I don't think it's sustainable to the degree that they are using it at, but they haven't even used it like that for a full season.
Well, just to give you a little numerical comp here. So yeah. I went back and I looked at Josh Allen's first year. Now, he didn't play all 16 games, as we know.
Right.
89 attempts, 12 games. And generally, he's been in the neighborhood of 109 rushing attempts to 124. That's pretty. The high mark was 124.
Right.
And the last couple of years, he's right in that, you know, one. If I had to average, I'd say about 115. Dart, in 9 games this year, has gone for 57. So,
how many games did Allen have his first year?
12. So he had 12 games, basically 90 attempts.
So he'd probably be around that same pace.
Well, that's what I'm trying to conclude here. Yeah, it's not like you have Jackson Dart running 12, 13 times a game where it's like such a foreign concept. He's out of the pocket. Same with Jalen Hurts. Same with some of these other guys.
I used to hate the design runs watching Mike Vick when he first came into the league. I hated it. They very rarely worked, and I understand the thought process. Well, you have the extra blocker, make him run. The design runs to me were not the ones that did damage. It was the scrambles. Now, this is different. The NFL has evolved since when Vic first came in the league in 2001, okay? So it's different where a lot more quarterbacks are more mobile. The Giants were relying on it a little bit more to make up for other areas of deficiency. You would expect in year two, especially with Neighbors and Scadaboo coming back, that the pieces around him are going to be better. You won't have to rely on the read option as much as they have. Not to mention that in year two, he's a more mature quarterback in the NFL, learning how to protect himself more when he does take off. There are Jackson Dart has to run for the Giants to have success. How much? Obviously, you want to mitigate disaster and try to, you know, limit the risks, so you would hope fewer times than not. But if you want to win football games, he's going to have to run. It's just a part of his game. It's a part of a lot of NFL quarterbacks.
It is. Yeah, and listen, by the way, here's where the Giants going to have to refine this, and they will. I trust that whether it's Kafka, whether it's McCarthy, whomever's here, I don't know, Gruden, the design runs unless...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's like trying to get a yard, and it's like, third or fourth down in an interesting spot on the field. For Jackson Dart, or really any quarterback, to go up the middle, even off left tackle or right tackle.
That's just stupid.
I mean, that's stupid. You're right. You got, now you go from the 240, 250, 255-pound linebacker
QB
to...
QB sneak situation different.
That's different. Yeah. That's different because it's you're not, the guys aren't getting 3-, 4-, 5-yard head starts. Yeah. It's yes. Now, there's a mess. It's like a car crash, and that's how linemen get legs rolled, and you could get hurt, clearly. But you don't have a guy who's getting a 5-yard head start who's looking to crush you.
You know, also with the read option, what do you think Jackson Dart, a rookie who's trying to make a name for himself and take this team and this franchise and the city on his back, mm-hmm. right? In fact, go out there and try to be Superman. What do you think he's going to do? More often than not, if he has the option.
Oh, he's going to put his head down. He's going to try to not impress his teammates, but impress upon them that I'm the guy that you can roll with.
He's going to keep it and try to make the play himself. That is natural for a rookie to feel like that.
Yeah.
Eventually, you've got to teach that out of him, coach that out of him, which I think, well, hey, rely on others. It's okay if you hand it off. You don't need to take it every option. It's okay to hand it off, even if it's for minimal game.
Mm-hmm.
Live to play another down. So he's still learning all these things. I do not believe that the Giants have been lacking care or overly reckless with Jackson Dart so far. I know that it's not sustainable, but I don't think it's been to a level where they have been just absolutely reckless running this kid into the ground.
I agree with you. It's an easy storyline to latch on to because, hey, we got to blame somebody. Yeah, here we are, 2-9, and Dart got concussed, and the coach is out, and this crazy, sad, again, story about the Giants. You wind up talking yourself into things. I'm with you. I don't think it has been reckless. Now, maybe a little aggressive, maybe a little too, like a little...
Has it been necessary?
Yes, it has been. And we are in the business of winning. This is not, you know, third graders who are just learning the game. You get paid to win. Giant fans pay a lot of money for parking, not as much as Jets to park, but for tickets and beer and merch and this. You owe it to them to go out there and try to win games. Now, I think that there's a happy medium. And again, I do believe that they will figure this out. I like to play... And you see, it's so effective, number one, but it's also, I think, generally getting the quarterback out of harm's way. Like a designed run or the ability to pass on a rollout. Like, say you fake it where you got a running back behind. I'm not trying to get too schematically here, but you know what I mean. You got a running back behind you. You drop back. The running back, you fake it. He goes off left tackle, and you kind of roll out to the right. Now you have a little flare for a tight end. You can throw it. Now, if the linebacker or the defensive end kind of meets you and doesn't bite, well, now you spike it in the turf, or you run out of bounds, or you get out of harm's way. But there's a way to get a balance, and I think that they will. I think there's a lot of unfair overreactions here.
BT and Sal on the fan. Nick is in Newton. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Nick.
Fellas, what's up? How we doing?
Good.
What's going on,
all
man?
All right. So, I get it. Everybody wants to compare Jackson Dart to Josh Allen. He's not the same build, man. I think we got to start comparing Jackson Dart, and he has to start modeling his game after Baker Mayfield. Think of Baker Mayfield.
Oh, why can't he just be himself? No, he doesn't need to model his game. He could just be Jackson Dart. I mean, I don't know if Baker Mayfield or Josh Allen came up and they said, well, I'm going to be, did Josh Allen come up and say, who's he going to be? Where's the comp? He said, I'm going to be John Elway? Is that what Josh Allen said? He was Josh Allen. So why do you need a comp?
I mean, I'm just trying to do the comp because that's how we're,
right.
That's the argument in coaching him. Like, oh, we want to get a coach.
Well, how about Drake May?
This way.
How about Drake May? That's a better one.
That's another good point. I mean, I'm just trying to think of what's best for the kid, man. And yeah.
Well, what do you think is best for him? That's what I'm curious about.
Obviously, we all know that the running isn't sustainable. He's got to learn how to run safer. When to take a hit, when to get out of bounds. But, like, I think, if Neighbors is on the field, are we talking about him running as much as he is now?
No,
probably not. But then you could ask yourself, Nick, and thank you for the call. So we know that it's been necessary. Since Dart has taken over, you could see clearly that the Giants' best offense has been the read option with Dart being a big part of the running game. That's got to change. Kafka trying to put an emphasis on the ground game, as they should. That's a good thing. And then when Dark comes back, you would think that it would get easier if they have an actual running game. The other thing for me is I would like to build. Right now, when you look at the Giants and Jackson Dart, it's been all, mostly about the run. 90% of their success has been because of the run with Jackson Dart. Scrambles, RPO, read option, whatever it may be. I would prefer to base an offense off of where you know he's going to be in the pocket the majority of the time, looking to make plays down the field the proper plays. And if it's not there, then you run. Sprinkle in some design runs or read options. Not the read option is the primary thing and sprinkle in the other stuff. That's backwards. But it's year one. He hasn't even started the full season.
Yeah, I mean, think about, I close my eyes about, think about Jackson Dart. You know, whenever he fully matures and the Giants have a real complement of weapons around him, and I could see him for the next 10 years doing a lot of, like, say, naked boots around the goal line and just kind of coasting in when everybody's flowing one way and they sell it well. And that's going to be stuff that he's going to be able to do in his sleep because we've already seen him do it this year. And to me, like, really, Sal, there's two reasons why quarterbacks run. Number one, there's not a lot of options around him, so you got to try to squeeze something out of the skill set. That's why Dart's doing this a lot. The other option is the guy can't throw. And that's why the Jets are running Justin Fields a lot, because he can't throw. There is a difference. Jackson Dart, I believe, will be a special thrower of the ball. But right now, you know, I know the O-line's getting a little bit better and the tight ends are playing a little bit better, but there's still not enough out there, especially with no Slayton yesterday. Not that Dart played yesterday, but no Slayton yesterday, that you're just trying to be competitive. That will change.
And I would say I don't know if he could throw the football or not. I mean, the early signs are pretty good. I need to see a lot more of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I like his ball placement. I remember there was one game where there were a couple of balls in the end zone. It was after Denver, where the tight ends just dropped some balls that were, I mean, within an inch of perfection. I think he's going to be a really good thrower of the ball. That's my opinion.
Nick is in Wharton, New Jersey. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Nick.
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
How are you?
Good.
Good, good. So I just wanted to make like a few points. So I think Mike Kafka made some bold moves in his first game as the Giants interim head coach, but I think his first thing that he needs to do would be fire Shane Bowen 100%, because I just feel like he's just standing there just in the clouds.
Yeah.
Number two, James.
Well, and Nick, one sec, buddy. Nick, before you go to number two, in Kafka's defense, and, you know, listen, maybe we get something today, maybe we get something tomorrow. He said, I want to evaluate everything myself. And that's probably the smart thing to do. And we know what the narrative is. You know, sometimes it's a little bit different inside the building. And when you actually look at tape and you see players making mistakes, even if they were in the right spot. So rather than just give the fans a pound of flesh or a piece of meat, you know, he's going to make his own decision, which is probably pretty smart. Go ahead with your second point, Nick.
Thank you, BT. I appreciate
you. Yeah, you got it.
So Jalen Hyatt, we all know, and I know that Sal agrees with me, he's not the best football player. He's not the best wide receiver. And I think, in my opinion, after Malik Nabers went down, we should have brought him in immediately after that injury happened.
Brought who in?
Also, I'm sorry?
You brought Jalen Hyatt in?
Yeah. Well, no. He should have taken Jalen Hyatt out. Jalen Hyatt is not a great wide receiver,
right?
But I'm saying after Malik Nabers went down with the injury, we should have brought in Isaiah Hodgins immediately.
Oh, Hodgins.
I always liked Hodgins going back a few years ago.
Yeah,
I like that.
He's not going to replace, obviously, Nabers. Nobody is, Nick. But your point is, yeah, Jalen Hyatt stinks, and that's the issue. Seriously, Jalen Hyatt, why is he even out there in a spot yesterday? Not only should he not be on the field, they're actually throwing to him in a desperation spot. What'd you think was going to happen? He was going to complete the route and complete the catch? No chance.
That's embarrassing. He didn't even come close to finishing that route.
Come on. And thank you for the call, Nick.
Thank you, Nick. I mean, he did that. Now, I heard Jameis jump in a car, and I had the Giants postgame on, obviously, on The Fan. And, you know, Jameis, I thought, really explained that very well. He was talking about timing and not as an excuse, but he owned it. But he also included Jalen. I just thought it was a very professional explanation without throwing the kid under the bus. But, I mean, that's all Hyatt. I mean, you got to finish your route, dude. Well, you got
to
run.
Well, the only thing that's on Jameis is he decided to throw it to Jalen Hyatt. That's the issue. The throw itself was on, or the result of the play itself was on Hyatt.
Yeah, but if the coach calls the play.
Well, you don't have to throw it to him. Figure out somebody else. There are other options here.
I'd have to see. Yeah, I mean, of course, there's other guys on the field. But
run. I'm talking and roll with it before I throw it to Jalen Hyatt.
He can't run Jameis Winston.
I don't care. Game on the line, I'd be like, oh, no, coach, I ain't throwing that way. No way.
But think about this. This is a timing mechanism, and I'm not defending Hyatt. He stinks, trust me. But, like, all right, the play comes in. All right, let's go. You know, scat 22Z on one break. They come the huddle. All right, and they come out of the huddle, and you expect Hyatt to basically make the inverted L, and he does a straight line. And you're throwing the ball toward the pylon, and Hyatt doesn't move an inch.
All right,
Hyatt's fault. He is bad.
You're going to like this. We got some news here with the Giants. So Dan Duggan of The Athletic covers the Giants.
I know his work.
He said about 20 minutes ago, Giants rookie Abdul Carter was benched for the opening drive of yesterday's loss for missing a walkthrough. Carter was asleep in the team facility at the time of the walkthrough.
Then now I've got to amend what I said about the decision to bench him for the first six plays. I don't think that was enough at that point. You kidding me? Dude. Sleeping during a walkthrough?
A rookie who had the balls to ask for LT's number.
Eesh.
Now, LT might have been asleep in certain meetings.
Yeah, but he will.
But on Sunday, there was no half sack or, oh, I get a breath on him or a pressure. You knew LT where he was. That's
bad job by Kafka.
It's actually a... Well, forget even Kafka.
But I'm saying the punishment. That's obviously a horrendous job by Carter.
It's appalling to me that a rookie would have the audacity to fall asleep at the team facility to miss walkthrough or meeting.
I'm trying to figure this out. So the walkthrough had to be on was it on Saturday?
Connor Hughes.
It had to be.
Connor Hughes confirms the report. Carter missed the team walkthrough because he was asleep. That's why he was benched for a series. Connor gives his opinion here, missing a walkthrough and only getting docked a series is something. Also very surprising, Dexter Lawrence, the team's captain, said he didn't feel any need to talk to Carter about what happened. I'll tell you another thing. And I love Dexter Lawrence. We had him on a couple years ago last out there. Seemed like a lovable dude.
Definitely.
He's
stealing money this year.
He has zero passion or care or concern. Every week he's saying, oh, no, we got to play better. Oh, mm-hmm. Abdul Carter was suspended. Well, I don't need to talk to him. Hey, you guys getting beat up on defense? Hey, the head coach. No, Dave's my guy. Like, he just doesn't give a crap.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't have that. To me, no, they
have to get dismantled. Mm. Their core. I think we're still talking about the Mets now. You know, with the Mets core, like with Pete, and you got to change this up. The Giants core needs to be rattled. I think we all understand that. I'm just trying to get a sense, like a vision, of how a rookie, he falls asleep. Where was he sleeping? In the janitor's closet? Like, how does nobody wake him up, number one? You mentioned Lawrence Taylor. All right, we all know this. Lawrence Taylor will be out at the strip joint till 4 a.m. doing Lord knows what, doing Lord knows how many lines, and drinking seven whiskeys. And Parcells didn't care because Lawrence Taylor would come out and get three sacks against, you know, whether it's Joe Theismann or Randall Cunningham or whomever he's playing, and he'd be an absolute beast, one of the best football players of all time, also a very different era. How is he in? If you told me he slept through at his condo, that's a little more understandable. How the hell is Abdul Carter asleep and nobody says, yo, Rook, we got to hit the field? What?
One more here. I'm reading Connor's tweets, but it comes from Duggan. I guess Connor says this is also from Duggan. Is a damning indictment on the Giants rookie. Quote, I guess this is in the story for The Athletic that Dan Duggan had. Quote, being late to meetings has been a trend during Carter's rookie season that former coach Brian Daboll let slide.
Well, that is a shame. That is unacceptable by Daboll. He's gone, rightfully so. Don't need to pile on. But this is one of the many reasons why the Giants absolutely suck. And this is one of the reasons why the Giants, who are, you know, as I've said for many years, have been a bastion of the New York sporting landscape, have become a circus, okay? Because you got family members in personnel with personnel decisions. You got rookies. We're not talking about fifth-year guys. We're talking about rookies who are allowed to do whatever they want. Show up late for meetings with no penalty? The Giants are a joke.
You would think with all that rest, he could actually get to a quarterback. I don't even care if you miss meetings or walkthroughs. Get to a quarterback. Get a sack. Good God. Micah Parsons, Lawrence Taylor, my ass. Wake up and do something. The defense is stunk this year. This guy's asleep in meetings? Holy cow.
Bad look.
Good God. Wow. And ban on Daboll. I thought Daboll had a sack. What happened to Brian Daboll in his first year when he was here? Brian Daboll in year four was a shell of himself. He's no longer here anymore, but that's inexcusable. You're the head coach.
Yep.
I don't care if you're a dead man walking or not. Hold the guy accountable, for goodness sake.
There's more accountability here than there is with the Giants. You got Boomer wanted to suspend CeeLo this morning.
Well,
you know, I mean, they're having a little fun with that. But the Giants, there's no repercussions. Abdul Carter, not once, twice, who knows what. How many meetings was he late? Five? Now he doesn't show up for a walkthrough? Any plays? That is just... I mean, Kafka dropped the ball. Dable dropped the ball. Giants veteran leadership dropped the ball. Giants were a train wreck. The Giants are worse than we thought.
I didn't see the box score. Hoff, maybe you got the stat sheet. I know you were at the game. How many breaths did Carter get yesterday?
He had one tackle.
Let me know how many breaths he had on the quarterback. Was it a breath or a sniff?
How many fingernails?
Sure. Did he breathe on the breath or sniff? We got to count that up. We'll do that when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.